Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I was born with cerebral palsy 52 years ago. In the beginning, my parents and family weren't really sure what to expect. Very early on, they were told that it was unlikely that I would ever walk on my own, although with a lot of therapy and a positive attitude, it might be possible. From that point on, my parents were determined to achieve that goal, supported by some of the best physiotherapists and occupational therapists at York County Hospital in Newmarket, now Southlake Regional Health Center. I was fortunate to have one of the finest orthopedic surgeons in the world as my doctor. The funny thing is, I didn't really know that until I saw him on the popular American TV show, That's Incredible. By that time, he had already performed one surgery on me, and I was preparing for a second trip to the operating room at Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. I was a student at Kettleby Public School at the time. During my early years, I was able to get around on crutches, thanks to my determined parents and the team at what is now the Holland Bloorview Kids Rehabilitation Hospital in Toronto. I stayed at Bloorview as an inpatient when I was about 8 years old. I must admit that during those years I hated the therapy part, but everyone said it would pay off a few short years down the road. They were correct. By the end of grade 6, I was walking on my own, after fully recovering from ankle surgery a couple of years before. It was decided that I no longer needed physiotherapy. In the coming years, I would graduate from both Kettleby Public and King City Secondary Schools, and thanks in part to social media, I am still in touch with most of the friends who inspired me through those amazing and sometimes challenging years. Having cerebral palsy hasn't stopped me from living most of my dreams, and in fact, I have had opportunities in life that some people only dream of. As a result, I try to give back whenever possible. But when I do that, I becomes we, because there is no letter I in team. All my life, I have been part of a team. Behind each award I have received throughout my life has been an incredible team of people who are truly deserving of the credit for each successful venture. Until about 15 years ago, I was active in most things. Throughout my life, I have participated in skating, floor hockey, baseball, golf. I usually didn't back down from a challenge, and because of the network of support behind me, the results were usually positive. I was an accomplished golfer, and in 1998, got a hole in one. Sadly, at age 37, a freak back injury slowed me down. As a result, I now use a walker, but my life experiences have allowed me to dedicate my time to volunteering and fundraising. Having cerebral palsy perhaps led to these opportunities, and many more to come. Thanks to all who have made this life possible. I may have cerebral palsy, but it doesn't have me. October 6th is World Cerebral Palsy Day. Brent Morning, King Township.